Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The business of America is small business, and I welcome Gene Marks, the small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, as well as for our hometown newspaper, The Philadelphia Inquirer, and other distinguished publications. We begin with the measure of the American economy, which is small business. And the picture is not getting easier to understand. A metaphor would be cloudy, but that would be an understatement. Gene, a very good evening to you. The jobs number, which we are key to represent as the American economy, is totally consternating. The plus 253,000 recently reported sounds like a big number to me. Now, there are ways to interpret that as weaker than expected because there were revisions of previous months. But in any event, this does not resemble the good old-fashioned, your father's kind of recession. What can you tell us, Gene, about how to interpret this jobs number? Hiring, hiring, hiring. Good evening to you.
John, I can tell you nothing. How does that sound? Before we started, you know, went on air here, I was telling you how I was at the National Fire Safety Protection Association in Austin this past week. And, I usually like to talk about the economy and then give ideas and thoughts and strategies for navigating your business. And I've been doing that all year, and I gave up. Like this whole presentation, John, I usually spend 20 minutes on going through economic data. It's so conflicting that when I finish going through the data and I look at the audience, I'm like, so don't know what to tell you. It depends. Is the economy good? Are we going in a recession? Are we not? 250,000 new jobs that were added, you know, this past month. That's a strong number. Our unemployment rate, John, is the lowest it has been in 50 years. And this is, you know, in the face of slowing demand. You're slowing in the real estate industry, higher interest rates, sticky inflation. And yet, companies are still doing their thing. The National Federation of Independent Businesses, they released their monthly jobs report this past week. And they also reported that the majority of small business owners are still saying they can't find workers. They've got lots and lots of unfilled jobs, and, they're out looking for people as well. So it is a very conflicting economy. It's like you hear that it's in a recession, GDP has slowed, manufacturing is down, and yet people are still working, and that's, to me, that's the definition of recession, but people are unemployed, and that's not what I'm saying.
I saw a anecdote that the big layoffs that we were so keen on all winter in big tech, Silicon Valley, that the laid off or fired or in some fashion exited workers are finding it very easy to get rehired. There's a lot of competition for them.
Yeah, they are. And, I wrote separately, which, maybe we'll have time to discuss later, about all these big brands and big companies that are laying off people left and right. They're bouncing back and finding jobs elsewhere. The other thing is that's of interest is the dynamics of the workforce today, John. I mean, you and I are of a different age. You're a boomer and I'm Gen X, and you had a job, a 9-to-5 job every day. The dynamics of the younger millennials and the Gen Zers, those Gen Zs make up 20% of the workforce now. They don't just have, they don't want to have just one job. A lot of people work part-time. They have multiple jobs. They have side gigs. They have different ways of making money that's not necessarily going into an office from 9-to-5. And because we have a greater number of people doing that, I think that's what's keeping people employed and happy. They're more nimble. And I don't know. I actually think that's a good thing.
The pandemic declared finished. The pandemic had aid packages attached to it. And there was long speculation that pandemic money was keeping businesses alive that were not healthy anymore. And Gene, you linked to an article showing that the bankruptcies have exploded. And I'm presuming that isn't fresh information. That's something that is left from 2021 and 2022. This is old business.
Yeah, I'd like to revisit and write about this again, John, because bankruptcy filings in January went up significantly. This is according to the American Bankruptcy Institute, by about 19% compared to a year ago. A lot of companies were doing, you know, making do on pandemic aid, and that's run out. And now we are looking at, you know, a lot of businesses that are filing, you know, for bankruptcies, as well as individuals that are doing the same thing. And those are the ones that actually file for bankruptcies. I mean, I've had, you know, a smattering of clients that just gone out of business. I mean, they didn't file for any bankruptcy. They just shut their doors and walked away. That's not included in those numbers. Just remember, if you are a small business and you are in, you know, really in sort of financial trouble, there has been new legislation passed. It was 2 years ago that makes it easier for small businesses to reorganize themselves under Chapter 11, get your feet back on the ground again fast, and get back to business. So you don't have to throw in the towel right away. Talk to a bankruptcy attorney and ask them about the small business rules under Chapter 11. It might be a saving for you that, you know, can keep you in business while you get your get your affairs back in order again.
Housing, real estate. Now here, Gene, it's been easy to say recession for some time, but it doesn't seem to be connecting to the rest of the economy. I was of the orthodox opinion that when housing takes a dip, that means housing formation is going to take a dip. That means all the consumer affairs to do with buying a new house or moving into a house that's already built would be slowing down. But we don't see that. The consumer continues to spend, and housing inventory, what did you say here, weekly active inventory, up 35%, which means there's a hesitation, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I look at it as a very bad sign. I think the consumers are spending. They're certainly spending on staples, but housing inventory, according to the National Association of Realtors, Realtor.com actually, says that it's up 35% compared to what it was a year ago. The number of days on market for typical homes have increased significantly, and new listings, even active inventory, is up, and new listings are down 22%. Compared to year over year. So to me, that definitely, you know, shows a slowdown in the housing market. You know, John, I have I go down to Margate, New Jersey quite often, and there's a house being built next to my house there that they're going to sell for like $3 million. I want to tell you, that's a multiple of what we paid for our house. And my wife and I can't figure out how they can do that. You know, you look around a lot of these shore towns in New Jersey, and there's a lot of homes, new construction, that, you know, these big McMansions that are all over the place, but they're sitting there on the market for quite a while. And, you know, I'm not quite sure who's going to be buying these houses anytime soon. So the real estate market itself is right now very stagnant. It'll come back, of course, because it always does. But it's challenging times if you're in the construction business.
Truck sales. Now, here is something that would say the bull is back.
Yeah.
Heavy truck sales up sharply year over year in April. Now, I'm presuming they don't just mean tractor trailers. They mean that F-150, F-250, yeah. F-450. Every morning, you know that I like to get up before dawn. And the only people who get up before me are guys in trucks. They they love to drive by, and they're always cheerful at, you know, 5:45 in the morning. And the trucks are new. And so, Gene, this has to be a sign that the recession is not here, truck sales. Yeah.
This is why I can't talk about the economy to groups, John. You know, I mean, you know, you see the real estate industry in the doldrums. You see bankruptcy filings going up. Meanwhile, you see unemployment at a 50-year low. And you see truck sales are at their all-time high levels right now. The level of truck sales that we are seeing right now compared to 2010, the last major recession, it's almost three times the amount of truck sales that are going on, and they have significantly been increasing throughout this year. So you're right, John. I mean, who's buying heavy trucks, used or new, unless you're going to be needing them for your work and to move materials around and to deliver materials? And people are buying these vehicles, obviously, which leads me to believe that they're making those investments because they're moving stuff around. It is a very confounding picture right now.
You have observations from different parts of the country, and you've made the ironic remark that there are parts of this country not only not questioning recession, they're in a boom time. Mm. And is that adequate to keep the rest of us afloat? Apparently so. Texas and Florida, and I believe Tennessee is, should group in there, are seeing people, businesses come into the state and prosper immediately. They like to buy trucks, Gene. They like to buy big houses. Yes, could that be enough to for to distort the numbers?
Yeah, it is, because we live in a big country. I mean, there's 350 million of us here, and even on those states, there's sort of blue states that have had their own struggles, both with budgets and, you know, and regulations. California has shown significant growth this year. California is now grown to be the fourth largest economy in the world. You know, Texas is the, you know, a larger economy than all of Canada. New York State is a larger economy than, you know, South Korea. Even North Carolina is bigger than Sweden, John. You know, I mean, it's a big country. You know, so when you see different areas of the country doing well and really booming, it kind of offsets other parts of the country that may be struggling more. So it's becoming harder and harder for an economist to say, yes, the U.S. economy is in a recession, or no, it's not, because it just depends on where you go in the country and what industry people are in and what region they're located in that determines whether or not things are going good or slow.
Gene Marks, a small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper, as well as our hometown newspaper, The Philadelphia Inquirer, and he writes for The Hill, and we're headed to his column in The Hill next. It's on fire. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.